Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 109 for Saturday, June 13th, 2009. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. And this is quite a special episode for me because we are going back to our roots. It's just two of us on here today, me being your co-host Douglas Bell.
And I'm incognito.
And along with his sidekick, outcognito. I just ruined that for you, didn't I, David?
Yes, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
It's just the two of us. We are back, even though you said that you would be busy all summer.
Hey, couldn't miss this episode.
Somehow, I mean, I said in the IRC that David said he would be gone for the whole summer unless I could make these episodes interesting again. Then if they were interesting enough, he would join in somehow. It's like an ultimatum. It's like, you know, this is my incentive to actually try to liven up the podcast a bit.
I think my ultimatum worked. So far, you've been successful in getting you back on.
Yeah, hence, you know, why I do crazy stuff like that Code Swarm horse race we did yesterday. They're trying to make sure that the front doesn't fall off the podcast, I guess. Oh, David, we're going to have that joke longer than we have the Quack and Assassinate joke.
Yes, and I'm on the Quack and Assassinate team now, as a matter of fact.
Yes, you are. So along with those horses, they make you raise ducks now?
No, raising ducks is not what we do. Saying quack is what we say.
Have you guys actually adopted that, perhaps?
Like no, they haven't at all.
They should. Anytime an RC comes out of a new PHP BB release and the QA team tests it, they should just say quack anytime there's an issue. Like, David quacked about this bug over here.
Yeah, it's the new blogging way of quacking.
Oh boy, wouldn't it be bad if Twitter was actually called Quacker? So instead of tweets, you'd post quacks.
Twitter's bad enough.
Yes, it is. At least they figured out to call it tweets instead of twits. So I think they like that. Whatever. PHP BB Weekly is a weekly live podcast every Saturday at noon Eastern Time. If you'd like to join us, if you're listening live, call us at the number 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. I just got email. Yay. And you can also join us in our chat room at talkshoe.com or our IRC channel, phpbb-weekly, on freenode.net, or stream the show live on our website at phpbbweekly.net. And that is everything you need to know. I think we should, David, end of this year, let's quiz the people in our chat room to make sure they've been paying attention to these housekeeping things I say every week. We're going to make them tell us what it is, and if they lose, it'd be sentenced to listen. We'll torture them or something like that. So obviously, the big news this week, as much as we would want to ignore it, there's no way we can, being on the show, is, I can't remember the teams ever doing this before, David. But Acid Burn or Mike, whatever you want to call him, on Wednesday posted a blog post listing new features that will be coming in PHP BB 3.0.6. I don't think they've ever done that before.
No, they haven't, because they defined a constitution a few years ago, and this is the first time they've sort of gone against that constitution.
Hear ye, PHPBB will only do bug fixes and security fixes in point releases.
Well, you know, the idea, of course, was that PHPBB 3.0.x is going to be feature frozen. Now, there was a blog post on what's coming in 3.2, so yes. In a sense, you could say that they've done that before. After London Invasion, they went through a litany of stuff they wanted to change, fix, improve upon, features that would be included, a whole load of stuff.
London Invasion, they, you know, Mike delivered a whole lecture on, you know, here's the features that we're going to be bringing to Ask Reyes. Now we have 3.0.6 coming. They're adding a bunch of new features, which we're going to go through one by one, I guess. But what I found surprising is a lot of these new features were slated for Ask Reyes.
Yeah, a lot of them were. And I think, you know, it's great to see that they're considering moving some of them to 3.0.x. I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see the fact that 3.0.x is not so feature frozen, that stuff is going to be added to it that makes it more enticing for people to want to install. So it definitely makes it more enticing for people want to update, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. So, but then what's left for Ask Reyes? Does that mean that it's getting more new features, or perhaps getting pushed further back now that we've got a lot of goodies coming to 3.0.x?
I don't think either. Really, the, you know, Ask Reyes has so many changes and so many features that are coming that, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, you're jumping from step one, you know, the first floor up to the 80th floor without going anywhere in between.
Oh, dear.
You know, Ask Reyes is on the 80th floor, and it's like, now we're stepping up a few floors. That's with 3.0.x, so that's kind of nice.
That many new features? That didn't sound like that many new features, unless there's a bunch of secrets.
In Ask Reyes?
Yeah. I mean, I know there's the new event system and a number of other new things like that, but...
Oh, crud, you should pull up that blog post again. It's very extensive now.
Oh, dear. What is this?
I'll tell you what. I'll get you a link.
I'm not recalling the one you're mentioning. Just make sure that we're not going to have a repeat of what happened to 2.2.
Here it is: London Invasion Recap, PHPBB Ask Reyes. Here's I'll post a link in the chat room.
Yeah, you do that. So I guess what we can certainly do, because we did talk about a few of these last week. Last week, before the blog post was mentioned, it was pretty clear, based on some of the Subversion commits, that there was going to be a few things like new cache support, and the other one, which we mentioned, slips my mind at the moment.
It was the cache plugins and the new CAPTCHA.
Those
were the two things, yeah.
Yeah, right. Of course, we obviously just got a new CAPTCHA, control in 3.0.5, the wave distortion, to try to help de-crack the 3.0.4 and earlier CAPTCHA.
The wave distortion, I'm not sure how effective that really is, to be honest with you. I don't, you know, it's just taking what's existing right there and just making it a little bit wavy and more difficult to read.
Yeah. For humans.
Yeah, for humans, for sure. And the intention was hopefully bots as well, but I don't know that that was necessarily the case. I found a mod is now needed right now, even regardless of the wave capture, because I don't know, it's personal preference perhaps, but
yeah.
I don't like the wave capture because I think it makes it too difficult to try and decipher what those letters are. And I think it's not too difficult for bots. So we've been installing some mods on our boards to make registration impossible for bots.
Mm.
And it's Star Trek Guide, we've gone with a little caret system. It's like check mark the caret.
Oh.
and we've removed the visual confirmation CAPTCHA completely.
Mm.
We've taken it completely out. So.
Yeah.
We found that to be so far very effective. Obviously, you can never stop human registrations. You can always turn those over to bot spammers. They've always been able to do that, but now we can prevent automated registrations. That's really the intention of the CAPTCHA.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to make things easier. So now it's very easy for users. And bots are not familiar with that method. As soon as this method goes out, though, I mean, if we provided this as a mod that suddenly became so popular, was on 25% of PHPBB installations out there,
yeah.
it would be in the next X rumor bot, and you can bet that it would be cracked easily because it's very easy to crack. And this is why they can't put this sort of thing in the PHPBB 3 core, because as soon as they put something like this in, It takes 5 minutes for a program to program around it, and they release a new bot, and it's cracked.
So I guess that's why, let's go through line by line these new features. The first big one mentioned was the was CAPTCHA plugins, which is a feature backported from Ascreus, so that now administrators can choose their preferred CAPTCHA. You want to tell us a little bit more about what this is going to involve?
Yes, what this does is basically it enables the administrator to easily install a CAPTCHA plugin. ReCAPTCHA, for example, you're familiar with that.
Oh, I love ReCAPTCHA.
Yeah, ReCAPTCHA, very, very popular CAPTCHA, used on a lot of different systems.
Okay, let me correct myself. I don't love ReCAPTCHA because I hate all CAPTCHAs, but within the realm of hatred of CAPTCHAs, I hate ReCAPTCHA the least.
Yeah, there you go.
Clarify that right there.
Well, and not just ReCAPTCHA, but you can have people now, mod authors, for example, can create new CAPTCHAs and then release those to the mod the mod database, and then an administrator can download that, put it in their directory, choose it from the administrator's control panel, and off they go with a brand new CAPTCHA without really installing a new mod per se, modifying any core files. This really the idea is that you would be able to plug in a new CAPTCHA easily. And so that was, that was planned in Ascreus, and I think, but after 3.0.4, and the time span between 3.0.4 and 3.0.5, where all of a sudden the spam bots got really popular. They all figured out how to break the PHP-BB3 CAPTCHA, and so then it became really necessary to find something new, something different, some way to fool the bots again. And with 3.0.5, we went, okay, well, we have the wave thing, but how long is that going to fool them? That's not going to fool them for very long. We need something more advanced right away that users can start using to combat spam in future versions of PHP-BB3 without having to basically update to a new version of PHP-BB3 every time we want to make a tiny change to the CAPTCHA.
So I take it that the idea behind this is by doing a plugin system is not to have one CAPTCHA that everybody has that therefore bots can figure out and break, but rather just there's going to be a number of different CAPTCHA solutions available. Administrators can pick their favorite, and then that becomes at least harder for the bots to be able to just go across and hit every single PHP BB board.
Right, and the problem that we have right now is that basically bulletin boards, and it used to be guestbooks, but now it's mainly bulletin boards, are a method in which spammers have gone, this is a great avenue for spamming, because what we have, for example, PHP-BB, and we have millions of installations of it. So if we can figure out how to break one, the CAPTCHA, we have an in to at least tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of bulletin boards where we can immediately post lots of different spam. So it's like an avenue for them to post spam on lots of different sites. And so it's made it a juicy target, so to speak. And so the best way to combat that is for every single board to have its own unique way of combating the spam bots. If everyone had their own unique way, it would make spammers' life extremely difficult.
Yeah.
It's when you have like a structured guide right now, we have our own spam prevention method that's very unique. Nobody else has it. So bots aren't going to target us unless we become a really huge site that they want to target us directly. They're not really going to, try and program around our little attempt to stop them. As soon as they did, we'd be toast. We'd have to change it to something else.
Yeah.
But, again, we're just being unique. There are other mods out there. X-Reaction made one, HP spam mod, I think, something like that, where it has various ways of stopping spammers. And, it's got its own unique ways. And so when you install that mod, you have a unique way of stopping spam. There's lots of different spam prevention mods out there that all have their own little unique ways. And when people are installing those mods, they're going to have a unique way of stopping spam that's going to be extremely effective unless the spam bot programmer programs their bot around that particular mod.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so that's one curse of the mod getting overly popular. But I don't know that would necessarily happen for a while, at least. Yeah. So you want flexibility and uniqueness. Those are the two things that you want for spam prevention.
Speaking of mods for captchas, this is going to cause pretty much every captcha mod to break, right?
Well, I don't know. That's hard to say because, see, and this is why the blog post was actually posted. You know, this are some of the new features coming in 3.0.6 that style and mod authors need to take care of. They need to take this into account. How is this going to affect their mods? Is it going to cause conflict? And for some, I think the answer will be yes. Mm-hmm. It depends on the mod. Yeah. It depends on also how well the mod was programmed. Was it programmed in such a way that it modified a lot of core? Mm-hmm. Was it programmed in such a way where it only basically hooked into the core and included files or included functions and whatnot? And those kinds of cases, it's going to have the least chance of causing conflict with this new captcha. So, okay. No, it's not going to break everyone that's out there.
But it probably might break. Have the best end user interface, it would be good for mod authors to taking advantage of the new captcha plugin interface.
Absolutely. Besides the fact that it's going to make captcha plugin creation easier, because it's now before it was like you wanted to make a new captcha, you had to make a new captcha and create the interface for it, and you had to basically make the whole installation for it. Now plugins basically enable that to be very easy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully that will be the case. But at the same time, I hate captchas. So I'd still like to see other more unique ways of fighting spam that PHP3 would take into account and say, okay, you know, you can basically drop in a file here that runs your own method of visual confirmation. You know, and that's not necessarily captcha, but that just confirms that the user is in fact a human.
Yeah.
Because that's really the idea, and you don't have to have a captcha to do that. It's just the captcha is the most popular way, and for PHPBB to have captcha built in makes the most sense.
Definitely. Obviously there's a lot of stuff that is probably going to be discussed as we get ready for 3.0.6, but do you think no longer being a member of the mod team will probably perhaps have like a special category for captcha plugins or things of this nature now?
I doubt it, because I simply do not believe that there will be that many new captcha plugins created. You know, I could be wrong, certainly, but I do not think that that we'll get so many captcha plugins mods that it will require a new category.
Maybe someone can write a mod that uses the camera on a number of computers to take a retinal scan. I'm looking forward to that. I'm sorry, I just watched Incredibles the other night.
Yeah, it reminds me of the feature that Mike at London Vision talked about, the punch the user in the nose feature through the monitor. A feature for moderators in the moderator control panel. Moderator can punch the user in the nose through the monitor.
Let's see. Do you think that more things in PHPBB will be moving towards a more plugin-based architecture going forward, or is this going to be pretty much limited to just captchas?
Well, first of all, Ascrius is going to be more plugin-based architecture, definitely.
Obviously, the events system and stuff like that coming in.
Oh, yeah, well, and a lot of other things. First of all, the ACM, the DBAL, is, you know, those are plugin-based, but it's like with what's provided in as far as DBAL goes, you don't need anything else. I know somebody made an XML DBMS, but its usefulness was pretty limited. The cache plugins were nice. Those were released a while ago, created by David MJ, and I tried them before. They're great. Mm-hmm. And you could just drop them in, change your config file, and you had a new cache plugin running. So that was nice. P PHPBB, as they install, as they create more features, they're always going to be thinking of ways to make things a little bit more pluginable. Ashgrid obviously is going to be the most ultimately pluggable, but it's nice to see that at least 3.0.x is moving in that direction as they release new features.
All right. Next big new feature coming up. This is, you know, we know somebody who could really benefit, who really like this. Remember Jeffro?
Jeffro, yes, absolutely.
He's on the WordPress Weekly podcast. He told us this is pretty much the only reason he's not switched to PHPBB.
With the RSS feeds, yes. He was the very first person I thought of when I read this blog post and the section on the blog post. I went, okay, now it's time to post Jeffro because now PHPBB is going to have what he needs.
Yes.
That's not quite yet ready to we could poke him and say, okay, get ready. But it's not quite ready for him because 3.0.6 has to be released first.
Or you can always tell him to go bleeding edge and download the Subversion. Don't do that. I'm sure he could probably handle it, but I don't think most people can handle it. But anyway, this actually says they are going to be atom feeds added to PHP BB as opposed to just straight up RSS feeds. So obviously the difference isn't that significant. You could submit them to like a Google Feedburner and convert it to an RSS feed without difficulty. But I guess the question is, why go ahead and add them now? And this is also, again, I'm just going to say, why do they, everything, I just want to know, why do they backport it from Ashgrid?
It's actually been talked about for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm happy to see that they went ahead and did it because I think it's, everybody has their own ideas of features that they think is lacking in PHPBB, features that they want to see within PHPBB. And all varies. Quick reply obviously is a big one. RSS feeds.
We'll get there.
it's one of those things where it's like, okay, for a professional based site, I've run a few of them or run into a few of them at least, and they've all been pretty consistent with what they've wanted, and RSS feeds has always been on their list, or at least at the top of their list. They want to be able to, when you want to be able to reach your customers and in various ways, including distributing data, RSS feeds makes that the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. And with forums, it's been fairly, you don't really distribute data that way because RSS feeds weren't available, but now it makes it possible. So that's nice. That's definitely going to increase PHPBB's popularity, I think. It definitely puts it – it's when you look in a feature drop-down or breakdown on some of those forum comparison tools, RSS feeds is one of the features listed in that short list, and now PHPBB has it, so that's great.
Yeah, can't complain about that.
Will have it, I should say, because it's not released yet, so –
Yeah. Does say over authentication for private forums will not be supported though. So does that mean that for private forums you probably just have to either turn off the feed for that forum, or if you turn it on, you're going to have to trust that the people can keep it a secret.
I would assume that you would have to actually turn it off for that forum.
Yeah, unless
Because you can see that the problem is you can't really keep it a secret. All you have to do is change the F parameter to sort of scroll through, and all of a sudden you can read private forums. So you're going to have to turn it off for private forums.
Yeah.
I think there was definitely ways to do it, but to keep things simple, that's certainly not a bad thing to do. As far as just making it simple as, okay, here it is. Here's the feeds. Here's the forums you can enable the feeds on, and leave it at that. Let the administrator decide what to do from there. And if they want to compromise their own private forums, that they have to actually consciously make that decision. So, yeah, there are ways to get around it so that you can run RSS feeds and avoid the private forums. You could have a cached list where you have a guest. Okay, what forums can a guest see? And based on that list, that's what the RSS feed runs as, and then it could probably start a session. You know, you can have it start a session, so it's like, okay, if this person is logged in, then I can show him the private forms that he has access to. You know, so you know there are ways to do it, but I think what they chose to go a simpler route.
Mm-hmm. There is, and that's not bad. There's a screenshot here, so you can globally enable or disable feeds for everything. You can also display individual item statistics for the feed items, like who posted it, the date and time, how many replies or views there are, control how many items are in the feed. There is a overall forums feed, which displays the latest posts from all forums topics, an overall topics feed, which is simply has all the topics in there. There also are feeds for individual forums or individual topics, and you can also create a custom news feed, which pulls the first post from a set of forums that you select. And you can then also exclude other forums as well. That's what appears to be in this screenshot of the feeds in Mint here. So the news feed sounds interesting, and I guess it's kind of like for the announcement. They say it's for an announcements forum or something like that, or techphpbb.com has had feeds for its announcements forum for quite a while.
I'm not familiar with the mod that it's actually based on, but it's based on RSS feed 2.0 mod by Leviton 21.
That's nice. Don't reinvent the wheel. I'm sure that they can make extensive changes to it, though, obviously, to really integrate it the way they like to.
Well, it's basically, you know, they took the original idea from him and then went with that. So, you know, it may not be, in fact, the same code at all, but it's taken from the idea that he had in his mod.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I've found that everybody's RSS feeds are a little bit different. So,
yeah.
I would assume that if anybody has his mod installed, that the features coming in 3.0.6 with the RSS feed are going to be most similar to that mod.
You think that means probably an upgrade path, or will they have to reset it for the built-in
mode? No, I do not think there will be an upgrade path. In fact, I know there won't be.
Okay. Apparently, it does say that RSS mod authors will need to, you know, make sure the mods don't interfere with this new feature, though. And it says how PHPBB will run it, though. I mean, I guess perhaps, you know, if this feature comes in, the only RSS mod authors that would stay in business would be people who are doing things completely differently or have a different way of generating them than PHPBB teams do.
Yeah, and that's certainly possible. We're supporting private forums. Mm-hmm. You know, support for private forums would certainly keep your mod there.
Yeah.
I don't think that, you know, if somebody has a RSS feed mod they've liked, they may investigate this as it comes through, but they may more likely stick with what they have unless they just want to redo the code. But I doubt that people would just start uninstalling their RSS feed mods when this comes through.
I might. That's only because I've tried a number of RSS feed mods, and I've never really found one that I really liked.
And so that would be in your case, if you were running a board and you had an RSS, or you wanted an RSS feed, or you had one of those other RSS feed, and you're like, well, I need RSS, I don't really like this mod, PHPBB3 is coming through with this, with something integrated, you may switch. You're the kind of person that may switch to that.
Yeah.
A lot of other people may not, for various other reasons. So, you know, I don't think that it'll necessarily knock out the popularity of those RSS feed mods.
But it's kind of like, you know, this is apparent, as you said, a lot of comparisons made between bulletin boards include a number of features, and this is one of the features that is often expected as a built-in feature. So that's pretty. So I'm glad to see that come in there.
Yeah, certainly. And so they'll have forum RSS feeds, actually with the entire board feed.
Yes.
Topic feed, per forum feed, per topic feed, and news feed for announcements.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next new feature. We talked about this a little bit last week, but cache/ACM plugins. We only talked about two last week, and apparently they're going to introduce four new cache plugins and one for no caching at all, since some people use load-balanced environments and don't want to run cache. I know that Michael or actually maybe it was Phil, I remember last week, who talked about this really being PHPBB moving away from sort of a file-based cache, or I don't remember. Go ahead, David.
Well, yeah, the current ACM plugin has always been the file cache, and it's been fairly good, but it has its own limitations. First of all, you have there are some problems with SQL queries that are cached. That, in my opinion, should be a switch for on and off, because that can cause load problems.
Yeah.
Sticking things in memory is a lot faster than causing the disk to do, you know, more I/O reading and writing to cache files. So anytime you can use a memcache, an opcache method, you are going to speed up your board, especially if your board is a lot bigger. And so, for example, once these are ready, I'm going to have to poke Brad at Joomla and say, hey, you need to make sure you update to the latest PHPBB version and run your Xcache, if he has the Xcache plugin, which I think he does.
Has he been wanting this?
What's that?
Has he been wanting something like this?
They are always looking for ways to speed up the board, because they have they're one of those boards that they've pushed the limits.
Yeah.
You know, of load. And, a lot of the things that, they installed a mod that butchered the load really bad. Mods that, for example, put queries into loops, it just killed their board.
Oh, my. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So, they had to be really careful about what they
build the query, then run the whole thing at once.
Yeah, so they've had to be really careful about what they're running. They've run into load problems with caching, and they've run into load problems with queries, session queries. A lot of the problems that we've run in using from the Joomla board, I've come back and I've reported on it. We've created a patch for it, or done something like that to improve PHPBB itself based on the kind of issues that we had on the Joomla boards. So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, he'll definitely want to get one of these. I think a lot of people will want to get one of these ACM plugins running on their board, unless they're in a shared environment where you really don't have an option. Now, a shared environment, usually those have eAccelerator. However, eAccelerator has a switch on it that basically keeps you from using all the memory. So even though you have the shared environments that have eAccelerator, you're not going to be able to use the eAccelerator plugin. You can try. See if they have that, a little feature enabled or not. But there is something that will break on most shared installations if they try and run eAccelerator. Yeah. So your best option is to still continue for shared systems to continue to use a file system, or you can try the no cache and see if that does improve load.
So, but really, no cache is essentially PHPBB2, which didn't really do any caching. Is that right?
That would be correct, I suppose. I don't know enough about PHPB2 to make an accurate assessment.
Let's just say, all right, bad comparison. There's no cache, just doesn't do any caching. It runs everything off the top of its head every single time you load it.
Right, exactly. Now, one thing that I don't like about that is the fact that you still want the template to compile, because the template compilation is the heaviest part.
Yeah.
And if you're reading the files, you want to be reading the files from the cache that are the compiled templates. But what you don't want to have caching is SQL queries. That I think is where our biggest load problem came from or comes from.
Yeah.
That they've lightened up on that some, where there were some issues, especially with sessions in certain situations, and they removed the caching there, which was great. But really, there should be an option to turn that on or off. But for us programmers, we know how to get around that by modifying the ACM file plugin. But now with these other ACM methods, other ACM plugins, most people are going to be using these. And that's good, because if you have your own virtual server, dedicated server, co-located hosted server, or server on your local host, you're going to want to use one of these.
So Xcache, APC, Accelerator, Memcache, I presume that these are all things that would help. These are
and
dependent. I said memcache.
No cache.
Yeah, but these new four methods, I presume these are methods that depend on the presence of this caching system on the server?
That's correct. And usually, you know, you can only run one. You can't run xcache and APC on the same server at the same time, for example.
I know you run Star Trek Guide off your own server. Are you planning on taking advantage of any of these four?
Yes. I run xcache, so I would use that. The way that MAMP works, are you familiar with MAMP?
Oh, I used MAMP a little bit when I was on the teams.
Okay. Well, the way that MAMP works, you can switch your memcaching method. And so they have xcache, APC, and eaccelerator that you can choose from as your caching method.
Yeah.
And so I run xcache, and I used to run the Zend optimizer, but it conflicts now with xdebug, and xdebug is too nice of a tool to remove it for the sake of Zend optimizer. So
I noticed looking in Subversion that they briefly were working on perhaps adding Zend support, but later they said change our mind, we'll save it for Asgreus.
I'm
pretty sure I saw that in Subversion somewhere last week.
Yes, I think I remember that too, but I don't remember what that was about. I'd have to go back and look.
Whatever.
I know what it was. Okay, I remember that comment now, but I'll give me a minute to remember what that
was. It's okay, David. I'm sure about 98% of the people who listen don't really even care about Zend Optimizer. This is one of those very, this features for advanced people who care a lot about caches. And personally, I don't care about cash other than getting some to spend. next feature, exempt group leader permissions for groups. It took me a little while to figure this out, but this is actually a pretty, it's a niche feature, but it's a good one to have.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, this is going to kind of been a pain for people, because what happens is that if you're in a group, you take on the permissions from that group. Now, remember, the way that permissions work is a no is a default, and it can always be overridden by a yes, and never overrides a yes. Yeah. So you have yes overrides no, and no never overrides yes. So then what happens is if you create restricted groups that you set a certain permission to never, for example, something to do in the UCP. And so you set the permission to never, and you put a leader over that group. Well, now the leader inherits the permission from that group, and because those never permissions are assigned to that group, they override any yes permissions that the leader had. And so now they have the restricted permissions as well. So the way to combat this is to go, okay, you know what? Just because I'm a group leader does not mean I need to have the permissions of that group that I'm in. So now... And what that meant was that, okay, you could have the restricted groups, but they could only be administrated by an administrator. You could only the administrator was the person able to add people to that group, to take people out, to change settings in it and everything like that. So you couldn't have a moderator deal with that sort of stuff. Yeah. If you have it, which is in a lot of situations is pretty important to have a moderator be able to deal with that stuff and not have the administrator always having to deal with situations like that. So this is changed so that, if you're in the group, but if you're a leader of it, you're not inheriting the permissions from it. So that will be nice. And it's sort of in between a fix and a feature. Yeah. It's like, okay, fix an annoying thing that was problematic from the beginning for some people, and a feature because it's a fixture. Yeah, it's a fixture.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to make the group leader be like the worst offender? Whoever's the worst person on your board can be the spotlighted group leader of the evil people. Your community's most wanted.
Yeah, problem is then you can remove yourself.
Oh, shucks. You see, it's funny because, I remember back in PHP V2 and I was trying to figure out what user groups really were, and they didn't have as much of a function back then. You could create a user group just to say, hey, look, we have a group, and this will have the people in there, and maybe you could give the whole group permission to moderate a particular forum. That was really all it was about. Now, there's now, like everything in PHP3 is centered around groups, and everyone falls into a default users group, and there's a default administrators group, and then there's a default group like banned users, and even then there was like, you know, users that have to do the COPPA and all that, and then there's, you can create your own groups and give them all fancy permissions, and so there's a lot more to groups now in PHP3. But there really wasn't much in PHP3.2. Heck, I even wrote my second mod ever was called Forget About User Groups. All it did was hide any reference to user groups on PHP3.2 for people who didn't care about user groups whatsoever. Now in PHP3.3, everything revolves around groups. So.
It really does, because there are various ways to assign permissions to a user. It's really based around the fact that it's permissions.
Yeah.
It's tied into permissions. So you can assign individual permission options directly to a user, or you can assign a permission roles directly to a user. Or the third way to do it is you can assign a user to a team which is already assigned permissions. So that's why the groups are really centered around the permissions. You know, I'd like to see user permissions completely removed altogether. Because what happens is that you have situations where people are like, okay, I need to remove this moderator, and they remove him from the moderator group, but he still has moderator permissions, yeah. Or he might have admin permissions. Oh, why is that? Ooh. Because I gave him user permissions, and I forgot about it a year and a half later, and I still don't remember that I had assigned him user permissions in the beginning because I've never touched that portion of the site ever since. So now I'm like, what in the heck? He is still able to do stuff on my site, and he shouldn't be able to. Well, that's because you assigned him user permissions. I'd like to see that go away, or at least be very hidden. Uh-huh. You know, and so then you're everything should be assign roles to groups and users to those groups.
Yeah.
And that's how permissions should be handled in most situations.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to PHP v2, where you were either an administrator, a moderator, a regular user, or banned. That's pretty much it. PHP v2. You had one of those four. Now in PHP v3, you can mix and match, and people can have some of these and others. Which is good. It's good flexibility. A little more to think about, but yeah. So let's just say having done playing back when it was a 2.1.x development, you know, CVS versions, it's certainly a lot better now with PHP v3 final. Some of the older iterations of the permission system was very confusing.
Yeah, well, it's still a complex system, but it's all about how you package it in the UI that makes it easy to use.
And heck, if you don't want to get that complex, just go with permission roles. But even then, the way they've got, you know, some little bit of JavaScript, Ajax magic in there, and you know, colors and things like that, it makes it a lot easier to understand, a little more graphical to interpretation. So that's good. Okay, group management changes for the post queue and others. I don't even think I've read this yet, so just, David, you talk.
Okay, well, let's see. It's, you know, some of this is already, I thought it was already implemented. Basically, let me read what it says here. It's an additional feature will be the opportunity to define a minimum number of posts the user must have before he can send private messages. The details are still under discussion, but generally we want to syndicate our post queue and other disallowed features into a newly registered users group. New users are automatically put into this group and removed from it once they reach a configurable amount of posts. The admin can then disallow anything he/she likes to disallow for newly registered users, the zero poster, for example, but not limited to viewing other member profiles, sending PMs, sending emails, looking into certain forums, etc. With this feature, we hope to give admins more freedom in the ability to define certain restrictions and limits on their boards suited to their type of community.
But this sounds kind of like a light version of the event system that was promised for Asgreus, because this was a key example of the Asgreus event system. You could set it so that when users hit a certain amount of posts, something happens. Now, it's only one thing that can happen, but it sounds like that new users are put into a group, but when they hit a certain number of posts, they'll be automatically removed from it.
So I think when I read this blog topic, when I scrolled down far enough to see the quick reply, my eyes automatically skipped down to that section of the blog post.
But we're not there yet.
So this is a really, really good feature, because basically what this, you know, PMs is just one small aspect of that, and that's really important, is you have some boards where you have the PM spammers. And right now in PHBBB and vBulletin and any other board software I'm aware of, you're not really able to knock out the PM spammers easily.
Mm-hmm.
So what this enables you to do is that you're basically adding a new group, because you have the registered users group, and then you have your other group, global moderator group, administrator group, that sort of thing. So this adds
call them the newbies.
Right, the newly registered group, and people exit this group and go to the registered users group once they reach a certain post count. And for many people, that may be just one. So once they post mm-hmm. The first post, they automatically get new permissions. Some people will have it. You know, AJelly Donut actually had a mod that did this sort of thing. It was called the... oh, darn it. What's it called?
I seem to recall hearing about it.
We may have done it on a previous podcast before.
He'll slap you later and tell you about it.
Yes, I'm sure he will. But it basically
auto
enabled...
Groups. Jim A. said it was
auto-groups. Yes, auto-groups mod. And what
thank
that,
you, Jim A. in the chat room.
What that did is it was like, okay, after you reach a certain number of posts, you could automatically be assigned to a new group. And what that meant was that you would create, for example, with his mod, you would create, for example, a group that would be allowed to use the PM system or avatars or something or signatures. You know, that was common. You know, you don't want just anybody coming in using signatures. You want them to have a certain number of posts before they can use signatures, because what spammers like to do is they'll come in and post the yes, I agree, or a great post, you know, and their signature contains all these spam links. And if you're not really on top of it, you might miss that.
Yeah.
So what this, you know, what it enabled them to do was create a group that had the permissions to do everything within the board, and they made the registered users group restricted, so you couldn't send PMs, for example. And then once the user reached a certain post level, they would be automatically added to that group. So that solved it for as far as the mod goes. Now with this built in, this makes it a lot more versatile.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the same thing, except they're in a newly registered users group when they're just registered. And then once they reach that threshold that you set in the administration control panel, they get moved from the newly registered group to the registered users group. So, this is a great feature. This is awesome, but it's still undergoing discussion. I haven't seen any commits regards to this yet. So... We'll see what it has in store, but it should be good.
Let's keep two more before we hit the big time. PM reply to all. Because users easily get confused by the default PM reply to all behavior, we will separate this. Let the user decide which method to use. If he wants to reply to the original sender of the PM or reply to all recipients of the PM. David, I'm going to say about this. This is one where I do miss PHPPP2. Because a private message just went to one person. That was so much easier.
Yeah, well, with PHPPP3, you can send it to multiple people.
Yeah.
But the problem that I've faced multiple times is that there was never a reply to all. But what I found interesting about this is that he said people get confused by the default PM reply to all behavior. Now, where is that? Familiar with
it. Maybe he's hitting reply... just sends reply back to everybody that was, I don't know.
Oh, you're right. That could be the case.
Maybe. I haven't sent PM replies to groups very often. I've sent PMs to groups before, but not replying to all groups. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe it's because every time I send a reply, I send a PM, in my experience, under PHPPP3, if I send it to multiple people, everybody else is under the blind carbon copy section.
Yeah, I think that's been the case for me as well. So
if you actually send it to like a whole group of people, or if you're just sending a bunch of users that are all under the to field as opposed to blind carbon copy, point is now you can choose reply or reply to all. Yay!
Yeah, that's nice. Definitely.
Any more to say about that?
Not really.
Okay, good. Back in the nation for smileys and icons. Because too much smileys can make you frown.
It's true. Actually, let's see. In for example, on Star Trek Guide, we have several hundred smileys.
I noticed that.
Well, not active. You can't actually make you can't post several hundred smileys on your post. Good. We have several hundred smileys in the directory on the server. We only use about 25 or so of them, I think, which is a lot. But
there's more than 25 here, I think. Don't go count.
Oh, probably. I'm not going to count them, no.
Yeah, but, you talk. I'll count. Okay.
You know, regardless of if there's 30 or 35 or whatever, when I go to the administration control panel side of the smileys, and it takes an eternity for several hundred smileys to load. So I have to wait a pretty good amount of time before I can see it. So this gives that pagination. Not really much more to say about that. Pagination for smileys and icons, it's just something that is going to make life a little bit easier for people who have
that many. Oh, so this is referring to just the one in the admin panel.
I think it also has to do with the posts panel, so that you can actually have more posts. Because when you open
menu,
that,
you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
At least I hope it's going to be both.
Yeah, probably.
I hate to see just the post menu.
You
and
have
not the
74 panel. Active smileys on Star Trek Guide, David.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, in the pop-up.
Whoa. So if the pagination is for the post pop-up, I think it is. Wait a minute. Pagination of the smileys and icons page. Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
I
point is, too many smileys. They said they might even add a hard limit to the number of smileys you can have. Perhaps. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Hundreds of Smileys owner?
Yeah, that's actually not a bad thing, because it can consume a lot of resources and makes the board unusable. I'm kind of curious as to how that's possible. I mean, it's I'm sure if you have a couple hundred on there, but I can't see like 100 being a problem as far as resources go, because what happens is that your issue is going to come when you load up the little icon page that says more smileys.
Yeah.
And you want to choose one.
Uh-huh.
But that's more bandwidth. That's not so much load issues. You know, because smileys are little images that consume bandwidth.
Yeah.
And when you post them on your post, they consume bandwidth there too when people see them. But it's not necessarily, other than bandwidth itself, I don't see how it actually would cause load now.
They're fun medieval.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong there, but...
Yeah, anyone in the chat room? Okay. Next feature, ability to search logs. Yes, I skipped on purpose. This is how about this? What they need to look into is the ability to properly search logs. Said that the teams themselves have had a need for it. They think it comes in handy quite often. And it may be the first step to a searchable admin control panel, which they said has been on their agenda since London Invasion. So... But yeah, I mean, what's the point of logs unless you can look for stuff in them?
Yeah, that its usefulness, I think, is going to be, you know, it's always like, oh darn, you know, I wish I could search through those logs easily, because you'd have to export them right now. But the other thing that I'd like to see there, and I know it's kind of sad to be requesting features, but it. Right now, you either delete all logs on one page or a single log, or you can delete all the logs. There's no prune. It's like, okay, if, you know what? I don't care about the logs that happened 3 months ago, but I want to keep all logs up to 3 months ago. And I don't want to go through page by page and delete those. Huh. But, okay, that aside.
Yeah,
like I said, it's kind of sad to be requesting features during this.
Y'all go to PHPBB Weekly, our PHPBB 3.0.6 bucket list.
Yeah, searching logs is certainly nice if you're trying to find out who did something. I think it's going to be helpful for if there's somebody who gained administrator access and they went through and did a bunch of stuff. Now, usually, if they have the permission to, they'll go and they'll clear the logs so that you can't tell what they did. But in this case, you know, you can go through, and if you can make sure administrators were doing what they're supposed to be doing, as long as they left the logs, moderators. So, or errors, you know, because there's four different logging. There's admin logging, there's moderator logging, there's user logging, and there's error logging. So now being able to search through that, all that does make it somewhat useful for finding problems and finding issues, but its overall usefulness is somewhat limited.
Yeah, well, unless there's someone who likes to look through the logs. Okay. Yeah. We saved the best for last. This is the feature that made my jaw drop when I see this. If you know anything about PHP BB history, it is that the teams have always been adamantly opposed to the inclusion of a quick reply.
Religiously opposed.
Here's how opposed this was. I went back in the archives from Londonvasion last year. You'll recall we streamed one of the things live on this show. This is what was said about quick reply at Londonvasion not even a year ago.
Okay, so the first question comes from Hank the Cowdog. Will quick reply? Will quick reply ever be built into PHP?
No. Remember that disclaimer that we talked about?
We know where you live. We're coming now.
Okay.
And that was courtesy of Ash Neothermic. If you even mentioned quick reply during the invasion, they would come and send the FBI to apprehend you. And now, not only am I now reading this post, of all these new features coming in a maintenance release of PHP BB 3.0.x, the feature frozen PHP BB 3.0.x, but they spelled it out, Q-U-I-C-K-R-E-P-L-Y. Mike spelled it out on the blog, saying they are going to be including quick reply as an option in 3.0.6. 1, 2, 3. David, why?
Why? Because they're building this software for humans, believe it or not.
Yay!
But really, actually, was that the only answer that was given based on quick reply?
You went on to the next question after that. I listened.
This is something. This is the most interesting.
That was you asking that question on behalf of Hank the Cowdog, David.
Yeah. Hank the Cowdog just dropped into the chat, as a matter of fact, just after that after you played that.
I told him he had to join the show. Come on.
You told him he had to join the show?
Actually, I told him he had to come to something else. Just kidding. Yeah, Hank, you were just starred on the show.
He'll have to go back and listen to it later.
That was my humiliating example that I wanted to get the teams on to defend themselves off for, David.
Well, let me give you a little bit more.
Yes, let's do
You'll
it.
Like this.
Okay.
So, for when PHP BB 2.2 was being conceived, of course, there was a lot of talk about, hey, is quick reply going to be in there?
Yeah.
No. It wasn't. 3.0 came, you know, it changed to 3.0. Quick reply going to be in there? No, it's not. No. The teams. It was discussed back and forth all the time. It was probably the most common word on all of Area 51. I mean, you could search for the most common word. It would beat out PHPBB. Quick reply would beat it out. SHS, whose name is John.
Sorry. John's, too much fun.
Jonathan.
Stanley.
Oh, darn it. What?
Stanley?
Stanley, yes. I think that's it.
SHS?
Yes, 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 yes.
John Stanley.
Okay, so he was so fed up with all the topics about quick reply and all the posts about quick reply that he put a word censor on it.
Yep.
That meant if you said quick reply, you were censored. any topic that was created on Area 51 about that time, it was, if it had contained the word quick reply, it was locked on site. I mean, it was like...
Welcome to How Not to Run a Development Community 101.
It was sort of the bane of PHBBB. It was sort of like... and I don't really know why this happened. There had to have been a reason for it. I know that the reason that they haven't wanted to add Quick Reply is the fact that it turns it too much into a chat board.
Yeah.
But that aside, it was requested too much to really ignore.
Yeah.
It was the most and so it was. Then it was like, okay, who ticked off a developer?
And then it was, and then there were, you know, in the mod team we had for PHPBB 2, and I'm sure this is also true for 3. There's like 4 different Quick Reply mods. Now, granted, they vary. My favorite was one. I think it's used on PHPBBHacks.com. Just a very basic form. You would type it in, you know, and there were 2 checkboxes: attach a signature or one to automatically quote the last post if you wanted to. I wish it'd get a little annoying, but you know, it was great for, like, you know, forums that had, you've heard of the longest thread ever?
Okay, sort of.
Have you heard of the longest thread ever?
I don't know what it is, it's but I've heard of it.
Oh, you've got to get more of these communities. It's the best. It was just a long random thread that was just, you know, just random conversation. And it was like, you know, I was on a number of communities back in 2005, and that was like the highlight of the thing. I just posted the longest thread ever. And you know, the Quick Reply, it was just nice, and you do it, and oftentimes it would move so fast because it really was like, but we wanted it to be like a chat type of conversation, and the Quick Reply was just so easy like that. And it was the easiest way in PHPBB2 to quote the last post automatically at the beginning for you. So I like that. Now, I've seen other Quick Replies that pretty much embed the entire reply form with all the smileys and BB code and all that stuff down there. I didn't like that. I don't like those as much. But you know, I was never against Quick Reply. Now I can live without it. But
yeah, I feel the same way. I'm not against Quick Reply. My feeling on it has been, wow, you know, that's a highly requested feature. Why don't they consider adding it? It's not really something that I needed. But I was always curious, but I kept my mouth shut anyways because you just did.
They would say that they'd like to have some things for the mod authors to develop, and they thought that that was a feature that they could leave to mod authors.
Yes, exactly. That, and I was like, okay, well, okay, that's all fine and good, but the posting API is really bad on 3.0.x.
Yeah,
it is. It's really bad. So you can't just make a simple mod and install that. You know, there's too much stuff is needed for that.
Sure.
to work properly and everything. But you know, there's a number of Quick Reply mods that did really well, as far as you know their functionalities and everything, and their various options. Lou21's Quick Reply mod was the very first Quick Reply mod that we installed on Start to Guide. We actually don't have a Quick Reply mod on Start to Guide right now, but initially, back in the day, we had a Quick Reply mod. It was his Quick Reply mod. He made several different versions.
You're thinking of it. Turning this one on when you upgrade to 3.0.6?
I probably will, yes. And you know what we can do is make a minimum post or a minimum character requirement for Quick Replies so that people aren't posting the LOL thanks and yes, I agree posts.
You'll code that in. Well, this is what they said, what they're going to implement. Said they'll add Quick Reply as an option. It will be a form-specific setting connected to the can reply to post permission. It will only be shown in topics and not used for new topics. The Quick Reply option will be turned off by default for new forums. Option-wise, the Quick Reply implementation will be a bare-bone text area with no buttons, no options, no smileys. For this, the posting page is there. A Quick Reply feature should be used by people who know how to use BB code and how to properly format their posts.
Yes, and really, it's, you know, if you
I
want
think
to...
that last sentence is kind of the most ironic one, because the people who do Quick Reply generally don't care about BB code and stuff, but whatever.
Right, but it's still... You know how to use smileys. You know how to use BB code.
Yep.
You know, people who are posting a lot. And Quick Reply is meant to, you know, it will make support easier for support boards because you don't have to go to a whole another page to post. There's a lot of things that it can help improve. And
another thing it can help improve, actual quick reply mods for mod authors who have quick reply mods that are more complex than this quick reply that's going into PHP BB3, they could, instead of having to reinvent the wheel by writing all their code that handled quick reply mod, just instead make the mod that enhances the built-in quick reply form, takes advantage of the current setting, the current permission, and that would make those mods a lot easier to write and install, simply by the fact that there is a mechanism now that's built into the 3.0.6 and beyond.
Mm-hmm. I got to read the first paragraph that they said here.
Yeah, you do that.
For sure, humor. Quick reply. This is Mike talking, okay? So
yes.
For those of who have heard Mike talk, he has a sense of humor. He's not
good.
I wish that he would come onto the podcast because he would be fantastic.
Everyone
everybody
does. We did invite him. He's not very interested in coming on, but oh well.
Okay, so quick reply. Yes, quick reply. This little thing. This little thing most want to have and team members do not want to have. Actually, I think this has gone a bit too far.
Good.
In the end, users did not ask, what does the development team think about this? No, they assumed we are automatically against the idea. Of course, we think enabling quick reply does not support serious discussions. But not all want serious discussions. Some may well want to specifically track those thanks, LOL, and yes, I agree posts.
I like them. It gives me an ego boost.
It's true, though. You know, there's a lot of boards where that's basically all they want. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of valid discussions where it's like, okay, you know what? I want to make my life just a little bit easier and not have to load a whole new page because the posting page is not just a quick load. It's, you know, you have the whole posting history for one thing.
Yeah.
And the smileys
that we just talked about.
Yeah, exactly. If you're already on a topic and you want to reply to that topic, it makes replying to that topic a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what you can do and what we may do if we find that there's too many LOL thanks and yes, I agree posts, we'll put a minimum character count mm-hmm. On the quick reply and maybe do a little JavaScript thing that says that counts down the number of characters they have like your Twitter poster probably does. And so that you could see as soon as you have posted enough characters. But, you know, and that should solve the problem of, you know, people just kind of posting LOL type posts, which are really stupid, and people don't, you know, a lot of people won't take the time to go to the posting page to post an LOL. Well, some people will, but yeah. Most won't. But now quick reply will make that easier and more possible, and so yes, there will be a lot more junk in PHPBB boards due to quick reply, and that's really probably the main reason that it was not really wanted in the PHPBB software. But ultimately what it comes down to is, you know what? What does our users actually want? And my argument for it was always, okay, we don't want quick reply, but so many people do.
Yeah.
Make an enable-disable function out of it.
For that matter, in 3HPV3, they added the password-protected forums things, and they said the whole time, you know, you ought to use permissions, but whatever. They included it. They included password-protected forums. It's feeble. It's, you know, kind of lame, but they still included it.
It serves its purpose.
It serves its purpose.
You know? I can't say that it's too lame because it serves its purpose. It does what it's supposed to do.
They still would love for you to use the built-in permissions if you're really serious about. But yeah, there's a reason they have passwords and there's a reason they have quick reply. Heck, on that forum I talked about, we really didn't have these kinds of LOL, thanks, yes, I agree posts. You know, people just did it because loading the reply page was kind of annoying.
Yeah, and I think
also
most...
Why they got, and quite frankly, the quick reply mod that they used also avoided another page from loading. The your post has been made successfully. It's a page or something like that. The confirmation page. It just went to the next. It just went right back to the topic with the post added. It was a lot. It was so much easier.
Yeah, of course, the problem that you have there, you can't. I mean, you have to stick a redirect there, but you have to make the redirect much faster.
Yeah.
But you can't just load it up on the next page because you have the post variables are still in the back. So if you refresh the page, it'll duplicate your post, which has happened within PHPBB2 on me a few times.
Yeah.
and probably due to a mod that was installed to make that happen. But that's one of the main reasons there's so many. You have successfully done X. Click here to go to the next page. Minus one for usability on those, though, because it's that makes usability really annoying.
Yeah.
And the system that Francis and I have been working on, it had a lot of those too for the same reasons. And the CEO went, "You guys gotta get rid of that." Well, okay. So we made the whole system faster and easier by just no confirmation pages. Yeah. You know, no more yes no's and no more "you have successfully done X." We went with prohibiting certain deletions for certain circumstances, or even using a jQuery, "make sure you want to do this," yeah, sort of thing. But you know, so getting a little bit sidetracked, but
yeah, but come into 3.1.6, but still.
You know what I find really ironic about this particular blog post, and actually the discussion topic within,
I haven't bothered to read that yet.
It's 12 pages. I mean, it's 176 posts.
That's why
now.
I didn't bother to read it. I was like, this topic is going to go super
fast. We've gone no more than 3 days, and we've reached 176 posts on this blog topic.
Yep.
So we won't.
Mostly
kaboom.
Positive, I hope.
Well, sorry, say again.
Mostly positive, I hope.
Mostly positive, yes. But this is really interesting. It's actually really sad. And
in that, how?
In that, all of a sudden, people came on, and they said, "All right, this is great that you've added these new features. Why don't you also add the next 5 features that I'm going to suggest?" Oh, what in the heck? You know, what are you guys? You know, this is crazy. Why are they doing this? Like, we have people come in, and let me see if I can spot one. There was a couple pages where
coming
it was just
in PHPBB 3.0.7, the kitchen sink.
Yeah, or this one person just comes in and goes, "Two mods I would like to see become standard features: tab code fix," or code tab fix, I guess, "and title of last post on formless." It's like, this is not, you know, okay, the developers post a blog topic about what's coming in 3.0.6, and you have to come in here and go, "Okay, that's nice and all that you put in the features that you want. Now put in the features that I want." It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Oh, well, they're entitled to their opinion. No, it shouldn't become a
feature
request.
Well, it's not.
There's a place to request new features, and that's on the feature tracker on SourceForge or whatever it is.
But there is a time and a place to request new features, and this isn't the time, because it's just wrong. It really, I mean, you think about it. The developers were kind enough to come and post what's coming in 3.0.6, and everybody's like, "Okay, now I demand these features too, that you add these features. Since you're adding features anyways, add these." And it's like, you know, you're going to make it so that the next time they come through and they went, "You know what, 3.0.8 is going to be a feature release. Let's not post anything about it," because last time they went all turkey on us, and they, you know, it was a big turkey fest trying to get us to add every feature under the moon. Everyone and everyone wants their own little feature added. And, you know,
good right now. Well, that's what we're not here for. That we're here to say, you know, I was reading this. I'm like, you know, I can't think of any other features that they could add. They pretty much covered most of the stuff.
Well, it's, you know, they could and they will add a few more features.
Yeah.
And
you know, this is like, these are, they've really, any of the things that really, the big things that PHPB3 is really lacking in, between, especially the two big ones here, which are quick reply. And the quick reply RSS feeds and the CAPTCHA plugins, those are really the biggies that PHP3 was kind of really in need of. And it's good to see them doing this here. But like I said at the beginning, I'd love to know if that means that, you know, Asquia has just got pushed back a bit.
No, it doesn't mean, you know what, because again, a lot of these features were going to be in Asquia anyways. So they're going to be merged into Asquia from 3.0.x. It's not going to slow down the development of Asquia.js. In fact, I would venture to say we'll speed it up, because now you have, you know, you've had Asquia.js, which has kind of been you know, kind of out there. It's like,
these features are getting debugged,
we're working on it as we can. We're adding new features as we can. Well, all of a sudden, if you say, okay, listen, you know, Mike, the development team leader, says, okay, listen, guys, listen, development team. we are going to release 3.0.6 in 2 to 3 months. We'd like to release an RC in 2 to 3 months. And from now until that 2 to 3 months is up, I want to add this set of features. Let's add this set of features. And what that will do, okay, now the development team is working on this. They have a time period that they need to work on. They have, you know, they have something that's going to be released in soon. It's going to be released this year with these features.
Sound like PHP Beach to me. I mean, feature lists, time frames. This is not what PHP Beach sounds like to me traditionally.
Well, it's, you know, times change, people change, companies change, precedencies change. But really, it's... things change a lot, and you know that's certainly the case with PHPBB, and Quick Reply demonstrated that things do change. Things do, in fact, change. People's minds change, and it's like, you know what? For a company to continue to grow, you've got to change. You've got to be able to adapt and change and continue to meet your customers' needs. And Quick Reply proved to be enough of a customer need that the development team said, okay, you want? It's time to add it, regardless of the fact that, okay, this is free software. This is software where basically we're building it for ourselves and we're allowing the other, you know, the rest of the world to use it. We want to go, you know what? The rest of the world is what drives PHPBB, and we need to put in things here that people want and people need.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's – I like that attitude. That's great to see.
Good. Okay. So that's PHPBB 3.0.6, a bunch of new features, and it said there will be a lot of bug fixes coming up as well. So as is always for a maintenance release, they have to include some bug fixes. I think, David, this is why they probably started requesting things, because he did say in the last sentence, we may also introduce other tiny new features you may like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there will have said that.
There's been features added between 3.0.0 Gold and 3.0.5. There's been features added. So it's not really anything new.
I template think it may inheritance. Have been interpreted as, tell us what you like and we'll add it.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting.
I think that's an
interesting interpretation, but I hope not.
We may also introduce tiny features that you may enjoy, but not... features you like, we'll introduce them. So that maybe is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we'll keep on a very close eye on what's going up, and I look forward to when PHPBB 3.0.6 comes out. We'll have a lot of fun talking about that. There is one other thing we wanted. I know this is going to be a long show, which we're not going to do a modern style this week. There is another topic I did want to discuss, though.
Oh, dear. Don't tell me that's your theme song.
No, but, you know, I had to do something.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, look what the chat room goes wild. Yes, this is going to come to a true fruition, a PHPBB meetup in the San Francisco Bay Area, specifically in beautiful San Jose, California. It is going to. I am organizing it. PHPBB Weekly is co-branding with it, just because it's my show and I can do that. And it's going to be coinciding with the O'Reilly Open Source Convention, also known as OSCON, which is happening during the week of July 20 to 24, 2009, in San Jose, California. And so, in true PHPBB fashion, it is going to be called OSCONvasion. And that's actually the first time I've had to say that out loud. I've typed it plenty of times, but OSCONvasion, that's fun to say, actually. You're close to saying Londonvasion. So, yeah, this is what's going to be involved in OSCONvasion. And it's going to be a sort of an informal meetup. It's not going to be a big conference type of thing like London Invasion. I know, David, you and I we've been talking about this. I posted a thing on the Events and Meetings forum about 6 months ago now, saying, you know, is it possible to get some kind of big thing? And we had planned on it being like this year's version of London Invasion, since the PHP teams were not going to do anything. However, I had school and graduation and college and all this fun stuff. You've got busy at work. We were going to get in touch with the Joomla folks and see if they could help us out, but they never got back to us. So that kind of fell through the floor. But the folks in the Events and Meetings Forum who were following our discussion suggested that perhaps we could do some kind of meetup around the time of OSCON. And so I went ahead and took a trip down to San Jose this past Wednesday. My way to San Jose is taking the train down, which is a lot of fun. I love public transit. And so we're gonna do a couple of things down there. And this is a little still subject to change because I was hoping to have finalized plans ready to share today, but I'm still waiting to get some clarification from a few things. Here's what's up. First of all, it's either going to be Wednesday, July 22nd, or Thursday, July 23rd, depending on something that I'm still waiting to hear and finalize. Something we're going to do. We're going to have we're going to meet at the San Jose Convention Center, which is where OSCON is taking place, around 4:50 or 5:05 p.m. By the way, OSCON's exhibit hall is free. Anyone can, so if you do have to register either on-site or online, but it's completely free. And if you go, you will get to see exhibitors such as Joomla will be there, Amazon will be there, the ACLU will be there, Drupal will be there, Facebook will be there.
Wait, the ACLU will be there?
They're on there. I think they do a lot of, you know, making sure, you know, helping people protect open source rights and things like that.
Wow, they'd be the last people I would hope that would do that.
No. Okay. Google will be there, FreeBSD, Intel, I'm just going through. I said mentioned Joomla, they'll be there. LinuxFund.org will be there. I don't know what Lopsa is. Memcached will be there. Novell, O'Reilly Media, PostgreSQL, San Francisco Pearl Mongers, whatever that is. So this gives you Ubuntu will be there. That gives you an idea of if you go to the exhibit hall, free, check it out. And it's open Wednesday and Thursday, so we'll either be meeting Wednesday or Thursday. Around the time the exhibit hall closes, around 4:50 or 5:05 to 5:55 thereabout, and we're going to walk over to a nearby restaurant, and we're going to order off the menu for dinner, and the folks in the discussion topic were in favor of going rather low budget, so we are going to go to a nearby burger joint called Johnny Rockets. Have you heard of them, David?
No, I haven't.
It's a johnnyrockets.com. It's very good.
Yes, I have. Yeah, yes, I've been to them.
They're infamous for giving you ketchup on a plate in a smiley face.
Johnny Rockets. I thought they were infamous for doing their dance thing that they do like every hour or so.
No, I don't think so. Because I ate there on Wednesday. I don't think they do that. I've been there a couple times.
We had a Johnny Rockets in the Opera Mills Mall.
Probably.
Which is a mall that I used to work in. And you go by there and they would do this dance thing. And it was kind of cool, because it was all basically World War II style.
Yeah.
Music and dancing. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. And they got little jukeboxes in there and it's kind of fun. And they have these, old-fashioned straw things. So it's kind of fun. And their food is pretty good and probably costs around $10 to $15, whatever you want to get. We'll order off the menu. We'll go there as a group, maybe have a good time, things like that. Should be fun. However, that's the part that I talked about publicly. There's a second part which I haven't told anybody about yet, and this is still tentative. However, at OSCON, they have these things called Birds of a Feather sessions. And what this is individuals can submit a proposal, and so I've submitted a proposal to hold a session that's open to anyone who has a free exhibit hall registration, and it can just, and, you know, just individuals who want to or put them together can do that, and it's at the convention center if they approve it. And so I have submitted a proposal for us to have a actual PHPBB session as part of a Birds of a Feather session, and it's still under review. I was hoping they would have approved it before this announcement, but it's still under review. But if it's approved, that means we will actually get to meet probably about at 7 p.m., either Wednesday or Thursday, in the convention center, in a room there, and have a group meeting, or actually a real group meetup, and other people from OSCON who are interested in learning more about PHPBB could come. And I'm going to try to record that and release it as a special episode of PHPBB Weekly. And you can actually get an idea of what these other sessions look like. There's a link in the chat room. You can see some of the other ones that they do. I've submitted one, you know, it's kind of a group discussion. We can talk a little bit, you know, PHPBB, share experiences. Obviously, the PHPBB users will be very well versed in it. We may have some attendees from OSCON who want to learn more. So it would be, I think it'd be a great sort of conversation right after we had our fun dinner, so to speak. And I think this would be a really kind of a fun meetup, as rather than doing a full day's conference like London Invasion was. It's just kind of a small little thing to get together. But I think it'd be a lot of fun. What's going to be involved? Well, there's already an informational page available online for OSCONvasion. The website is phpbbweekly.net/OSCONvasion. Pasting it in the chat room. That nice logo there was made by Hank the Cow Dog. So thanks a bunch to him for doing that. And that contains the information that I just described. If you want to go, you should register for OSCON, get yourself a free expo hall registration. If we do find out that we will be allowed to do the Birds of a Feather session, you will need to be registered at OSCON to go to that. If you're wanting to come, just, you know, if you're in the area, just drop by. So there's not a formal sign up, but I will be putting a new topic on the events and meetings forum following the end of this live show. It's going to be a fresh new topic. It's going to replace the current discussion topic that's there. And you can reply on there, say if you're planning to come, and I'll keep sort of a running list of who's expected to come. I'm hoping we'll have some team members showing up. I think Phil Iwism is going to try to come, so he'll be a team member. I'm a former team member, so we should have plenty of experience to talk about there. I'm also going to be posting it on Upcoming and on Facebook. And again, it's free to join. It's not up yet, but for people who would like to help out, if people can bring, you know, cameras or video cameras, that'd be great. So we can obviously, you know, take pictures. That we like London Invasion, we have to take pictures and put them up online. I'm sure, David, you know that as well as anybody else.
Indeed.
I'm going to hopefully try to get the technology to work so we can, without too much hassle, record it and have it on for PHPBB Weekly. And if anyone wants to donate a little bit, or if anyone wants to try to sponsor, I could see if perhaps we could get a little bit of OSCONvasion swag together. Maybe like some t-shirts or stickers or something fun like that, just to, you know, have a little something to hand out. So I'll post some information about that. And it's just a little, and there's a lot of, because I'm a geek with sort of driving directions and public transportation, there is more information about how to get there on that page than you ever would want to know. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be a little, you know, meetup. We'll definitely have to have dinner. Maybe we'll be able to do a group session, and this is still subject to change. David and I are going to see if we can get in touch with the Joomla folks who will be down there at OSCONvasion, and maybe we can hook up with them in some way. There are some people who suggested perhaps a couple folks could go in a group and, you know, tour the exhibit hall. There's some other ideas that we can put together, and there's a whole month to figure that out. So a lot of this is still subject to change, but here's the details, and I think it'll be very exciting, and I hope whoever is interested in coming will be interested in coming. So what do you think, David? Since I didn't tell you anything about that.
I wish I could be there.
I told you guys the chat and IRC yesterday. You guys are going to want to come.
Yeah, I know. Love to come. But I'm not sure that that will be possible, unfortunately. Yeah. We've been wanting to visit California for a while. We need to go back down and visit there. Both of my parents were born and raised in California. So most of our relatives are down there. Old friends from 25 years back that we haven't seen in 25 years, and for myself, never.
Is it because of finances or just because you're busy?
Well, we – that we can't make it?
Yeah.
Mostly busy because if we needed – you know, if we went, okay, you know what? We can make a trip to California. We could do it.
Yeah.
So – but it would have to be the whole family going, regardless.
And then, of course, probably like you'd probably have to find a hotel or something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's no room.
Well, it's actually two hotel rooms to accommodate us.
Yeah, there's no room in my house.
No, I did. There's not much room in any of the houses in San Francisco.
Well, I don't live in San Francisco. I live down in the suburbs. There's a little more room. There's not. It's just a small house. Smaller. But that's the information, and I'm just very excited that it's going to figure out a way to pull it off. So check it out.
Hopefully a lot of people will actually make an effort and actually come to OzConvasion, especially if they live in that California area and the Bay, anywhere inside the Bay Area, you should go. Definitely.
Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's so plenty of info on how to get here.
After being at LondonVasion, I would definitely encourage people to go, even if it's not another big conference like we had at LondonVasion, where all the team members are going to be there. It's definitely worthwhile going.
Definitely. And who knows? Maybe when I'm at college in Washington D.C., I can try to get some kind of thing organized there too. Who knows? That'd also be kind of fun. I don't know what my life is going to be like when I get there, but we'll figure it out from there. Only other thing I wanted to mention, where's my show notes, the link, we have had a poll going for the last 2 weeks. Who would be your favorite guest on PHP Meeting Weekly? Here are the results as soon as Safari catches up to me. I hate its top sites feature because it takes forever to load the thumbnail. All right. The top result was Mike Acid Burn, obviously, with 13 votes, 65%. That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good margin.
Are you listening, Mike? I know you're not excited about coming on, but they want you on. Second place, with only 5 votes, only 25%, was the guy who made the front fall off. We read this poll the day you did that skit, David.
Who is the guy that made the front fall off? That's the question, right?
It's the front fall off? It's very unusual. You do that better than I do, David. You're so much better at that.
Oh, the front fall off. The front fall off, the one thing.
You heard that little 30-second montage I edited together.
I loved it. That loved took forever. It. Well, worth listening to the entire. If the entire episode itself wasn't interesting, which it was, even if that was not interesting at all, that was well worth listening to the entire thing for.
Yeah. With 1 vote was Steve Wozniak. That'd be fun. 1 vote for the father of the internet, whoever that is. I think I read that the internet turns 40 this year. Apparently. Who knew?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting question is who is the father of the internet? Because it was created by the army.
I guess. Well, I'm not sure about that. I remember seeing something different. I was at the Tech Museum the Tech Museum of Innovation back in San Jose, they had an exhibit. They mentioned who invented the internet, and it wasn't. It was for the Department of Defense, but it was a particular guy. There is someone who's I don't remember. If you are in San Jose, go to the Tech Museum of Innovation. It's pretty cool. They have this robot that moves baby blocks around. It can spell people's names with them.
And late 1960s and 1970s, so yeah, we'd be coming up on 40 years now.
Yeah, it was like according to an article I saw yesterday in 1969. And
See, it's what's complicated about the internet is like, okay, you had various protocols that were being used, and those basically evolved into what we into larger networks, and that was what became the internet. Based on that, but it wasn't originally designed that way. It was designed as a, maybe an in-house computer network that, wanted to connect to other in-house computer networks and went from there.
Oh, well, the internet's responsible for a lot of things. We wouldn't be doing this show I wouldn't even know who you are if it wasn't for the internet, David.
Yeah.
And
it definitely opened up communication to the whole world, doesn't it? I mean, we're talking to a whole bunch of duchies in the chat room right now. Actually, most of the duchies have left by now.
Yeah, I think so. Probably. I think we've been talking too long. They got sleepy. And there were no votes for President Barack Obama. I thought everyone wanted to hear from him.
That's because he would need a teleprompter to talk on the podcast. So it's not very fun to listen to.
Yeah, as opposed to us, we need a teleprompter.
We're very off the cuff.
Very, very off the cuff. Anyway, that was our poll. The next poll, which I'm pretty much going to run these every 2 weeks because I can't come up with ideas every week. But our next poll is going to be, you're going to slap me, David. What would be another feature you'd like to see added to 3.0.6? But be careful because
that's a good poll, though. It really is good. I mean, to discuss, what's like it makes you dream. It really does. To have that blog post out there, it's like what would be great. But what are the answers?
I only come up with the questions. I save the answers for when I actually release the poll. But they're the way I write polls. They're going to be funny answers.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll skim through the 12 pages and see if I – because there's a lot of requests there.
I'm going to ignore those. This is not a serious poll, David.
Oh, okay. Well, they come up with some goofy things.
Yeah. Do you really think we were going to get
– like rocket launchers or punching users through the face?
You're taking all my ideas. Through
the monitor.
David, stop. Save some ideas for the poll.
These are for the poll. These are to seed your brain.
Great. Anyway, no Modern Style of the Week this week because we had so much to talk about and because we don't want to get we want to make the show at least somewhat downloadable to people on dial-up, I guess. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to the few things we talked about on this show and all of our past episodes as well. Our forum is at StarTrekGuide.com, where the conversations continue. And, of course, phpbbweekly.net/OSCONvasion for more on OSCONvasion, plus more that will be coming up on the Events and Meetings forum. That will be up within about an hour after the show is over. Our next episode will be episode number 110, next Saturday, June 20th, the same time, same station, noon Eastern, 1600 UTC. Also, we have a guest coming up in 2 weeks. That'll be episode 111, Saturday, June 27th. We'll have guest John Wells, who is Jay Hong on phpbb.com, and he does the WP United project, and that's a project that is pretty much a bridge for connecting PHP BB3 with WordPress. So it's quite an interesting project that he's got going, and so he's going to join us to tell us all about it. It should be a very interesting show, particularly for people who love and use WordPress, like myself. So join us for that. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. I am Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
And remember,
the front fell off.
Your front will never be back on, David, until you're off of this work thing. Thanks for joining us. Remember, a successful community begins with you.
Tag.
You're it. See you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
There never were a parking cars and pumping gas. I've got a